जय राधा। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा। गोपे जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। गोपे जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन ब्रजजनरञ्जन यमुनातीरावनचारी यमुनातीरावनचारी मुनातेरावनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन श्री राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन श्री राधे। जय राधा वृंदावन विहारी राधा वृंदावन विहारी श्री राधे। जय वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम। जय वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम वृंदावन धाम जय वृंदावन धाम। जय गोवर्धना जय गोवर्धना गोवर्धना जय गोवर्धना। जय प्रभुपाद 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 शीला प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 शीला गुरुदेव। नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल। नीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल। Thank you. जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की। जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत डिवाइन ग्रेस शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की, श्री युगधर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन महायज्ञ की, श्री बृहद मृदंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की, ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू यू श्रील प्रभुपाद। Hare Krishna. This morning we are reading from Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text 13, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Athainam Mapanayata. Athainam Mapanayata. कृताशेषागनिष्कृतम् यद् असौ भगवन् नाम म्रियमाणः समागृत समागृहित अथैनमापनयत कृताशेषागनिष्कृतम् यदसौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमाणसमागृहित अथैनमापनयत कृताशेषागनिष्कृतम् यद असौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमाणः समागृतः अथैनमापनयत कृताशेषागनिष्कृतम् यद असौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमाणः समागृहित अथैनापनयत असौ भगवन्नाम म्रियमाणसमागृहित अथैनामापनयत ताशेषागनिष्कृतम् अथैनामापनयत माताजीस अथैनामापनयत अथैनमापनयत कृताशेषाग्रनिष्कृतम् यदसौ भगवन्नाम अथ देयरफोर एनम हिम इट इज अजामिल मा डू नॉट अपनयत ट्राई टू टेक कृत ऑलरेडी डन अशेष अनलिमिटेड अघनिष्कृतम अटोनमेंट फॉर अ सिनफुल एक्शंस यत बिकॉज असौ ही भगवत नाम द होली नेम ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड म्रियमाणः वाइल डाइंग समाग्रहित परफेक्टली चैंटेड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पुरपुट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ दिस अजामिल हेल्पलेसली एंड वेरी लाउडली चैंटेड द होली नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड दैट इज नारायण दैट चैंटिंग अलोन has already freed him from the reactions of all sinful life. Therefore, O servants of Yamaraj, do not try to take him to your master for punishment in hellish conditions. Purport. The Vishnu Dutas, who were superior authorities, gave orders to the Yamadutas, who did not know that Ajamil was no longer subject to tribulations in hellish life for his past sins. Although he had chanted the holy name Narayan to indicate his son, the holy name is so transcendentally powerful that he was automatically freed because he had chanted the holy name while dying. Ante Narayana Smritihi. As Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, Yeshant Vantagata Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Te Dvandva Moha Nirmukta Bhajante Mam Drida Brataha. Persons who have acted piously in previous life and in this life, whose sinful reactions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Unless one is freed from all sinful reactions, one cannot be promoted to the platform of devotional service. Elsewhere in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 5, it is stated, Anta kale cha mam eva, स्मरण मुक्त्वा कलेवरम यह प्रयति समद्भावम याति नास्ति अत्र संशय इफ वन रिमेंबर्स कृष्णा नारायण एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ वन इज सर्टेनली एलिजिबल टू रिटर्न इमीडिएटली होम बैक टू गॉडेड श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाखय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजातां सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु न बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनेति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। आनंदलीलामय विग्रहाय हे मावदिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रसप्रदाय चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्यचंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। नित्यानंदम अहम नौमि सर्वानंदकरं परं हरिनाम प्रदं देवं अवधूत शिरोमणि। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की, श्री नित्यानंद राम की, समस्त गौर भक्त वृंद की हरे कृष्ण। वेरी वेरी हैप्पी एंड वेरी ऑनर्ड टू बी अमिडस्ट ऑल द डिवोटीज वंस अगेन इन दिस सर्विस ऑफ स्पीकिंग एंड हियरिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम। वी सी वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग ऑन दिस थीम ऑफ the holy name of the supreme lord, and this whole section of Ajamil, primarily we see it's the glories of nam, nam mahima. If we backtrack to the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when canto 5 ends, Srila Shukadev Goswami speaks about 28 different types of hell, and they're very horrific. If you go through the sections of the fifth canto describing hell, it is very graphic and very horrific. And naturally, Parikshit Maharaj, who has renounced everything to sit on the banks of the Ganges to hear about the Supreme Lord, when he hears this section of the 28 types of hell, the next follow-up question is, my dear Shukadev Goswami, my dear Gurudev, what is that activity I can do by which I can escape myself from this? Because this is so graphic and so dangerous and so horrific. What is that one activity by doing which I can save myself from going there? And the answer to that question is the Ajamil pastime. Question is only one line, but the whole pastime spans pages after pages after pages as to how the holy name of the Supreme Lord is that one activity by which one can transcend, not just going to the lower planets, but even march their way back home, back to Godhead, as Srila Prabhupada explains here. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, it is explained that Vyasadev and Vrindavan Das Thakur are one and the same. The Vyasadev who wrote Krishna Leela appears as Vrindavan Das Thakur who wrote Gaur Leela. Krishna Leela Bhagavat kahe Veda Vyas, Chaitanya Leela ra Vyas Vrindavan Das. मनुष्य रचिते नारी आईछे ग्रंथ धन्य वृंदावन दास मुखे वक्ता श्री चैतन्य। दिस चैतन्य भागवत दैट इज देयर, अपेरेंटली इट सीम्स दैट वृंदावन दास ठाकुर इज राइटिंग, बट इट इज गौरांग महाप्रभु हु इज एम्पावरिंग वृंदावन दास ठाकुर एंड स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम हिज माउथ। लाइक मेनी टाइम्स प्रभुपद वुड रीड हिज ओन बुक्स एंड व्हेन द डिसिपल्स वुड आस्क दैट प्रभुपद यू आर द ऑथर, यू हैव रिटन देम, यू नो इट। Normally, the authors don't read their book because they know the storyline. And Srila Prabhupada would immediately say, no, Krishna has written it. I am simply the instrument. So this mood we see comes from Chaitanya Bhagavat's Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, very beautifully, when he starts glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the first verse of the Adi Khanda. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Anti Leela. In Chaitanya Bhagavad, we have Adi Khanda, Madhya Khanda, and Shesh Khanda or Shesh Bhag. Basically, it means the same, Adi, Madhya, and Antya. So, in the Adi Khanda, the very first verse that he opens the Chaitanya Bhagavad with, it's a very popular verse. Please kindly repeat.
Ajanulambita Bhujau Kanakavadatau. संकीर्तनैक पितरौ कमलायताक्षौ, संकीर्तनैक पितरौ कमलायताक्षौ, विश्वांबरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपालौ वंदे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ।
Very popular words. We would have heard it many times in different settings, in different by different speakers. This is the first verse of the Chaitanya Bhagavata. We see these verses are very, very powerful. Prabhupada's Siksha Guru, Shishimachila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, whose photo we find in the Vaishnava Memorial also. When Prabhupada was a grahastha, as Abhay Babu, Srila Sridhar Maharaj would go to his room and knock, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj would speak about Krishna. So Prabhupada always considered Srila Sridhar Maharaj as his very dear Siksha Guru. Even when the Mayapur temple opened in the 1970s, we see a photo where Prabhupada invited Srila Sridhar Maharaj and both were sitting on the same Vyasasana. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj, if you see, in his life, had this one habit. In his classes also, whenever a question has been asked and Srila Sridhar Maharaj is not speaking, we can hear in the audio recording, he will be saying, Gaurahari, Gaurahari, Nitai Gaurahari, Nitai Gaurahari. He will constantly be chanting Gauranga Nityananda's name. Jo thoda samay mil jata hai, vyarth nahi gawate the. Little time he would have, we can hear in the audio recordings. Nitai Gaurahari, Nitai Gaurahari, 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 Nitai Gaurahari. So these names of the Supreme Lord are very, very powerful. And so are the verses that are given by so many acharyas. We see Maharaj Indradumna. As Maharaj Indradumna, he chanted so many verses. And then eventually, long story short, he ended up becoming an elephant as Gajendra in his next life. But even when he became Gajendra, he was still chanting verses. When was the last time we opened National Geographic and saw elephants chanting? It doesn't happen. It's not something that's very popular. But our acharyas very beautifully explained that because as Indradumna, Maharaj Indradumna, he chanted verses, these verses helped him in the next life. So chanting and memorizing verses are not just for this life. It's a long-term investment. It's possible that these verses may not be helpful at this point, but they will help at a time when we most need it. Like Gajendra needed it when the crocodile was practically chewing his feet. So by hearting and memorizing verses, it's a long-term investment. Here in this verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur very beautifully says, Sanskrit is a very interesting language. In English, we have singular and plural. Right? There are only two cases, singular and plural. In Sanskrit, we have singular, dual and plural, which means one, two and more than two. So in this verse we see everything has been used in dual case. Ajanu lambita bhujau kanakavadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakshau vishwambarau dvijavarau yugadharma palau vande jagat priyakarau karunavatarau. 8 times dual case has been used. Our acharyas so beautifully decompose. They don't just get words together and put them and make a verse. It's well thought of and the Sanskrit is very beautifully maintained. Vrindavan Das Thakur here is explaining who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are Gauranga Nityananda. Ajanu lambita bhujau. Their hands are such that they extend below the knees. It is explained that one of the 32 signs of a Mahapurush, one of the 32 signs of someone who is very, very great and very exalted, is their hands stretch below the knees. Not while sitting. While standing. While sitting, everyone's hand will stretch. While standing. Those whose hands stretch below the knees, one of the 32 signs, it is explained. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, when they stand, their hands stretch below their knees. Ajanu lambita bhujau. Kanakavadatav. And how is their complexion? Mahaprabhu is like gold. People of this world are so fond of gold. But that gold is what? 10 grams, 20 grams, 24 carat, 50 grams or whatever. Imagine a personality head to toe
start to end is filled with gold, how beautiful he'll be. Actually, the Supreme Lord knows that people of Kali are fascinated by gold. So he takes the complexion of gold so that in the pretext of being attracted to gold, we will be attracted to him. He is trying everything possible so that our heart can be attracted to him. Ajanu lambita bhujau kanakavadatau sankirtanai kapitaro. Gauranga Nityananda, oh, they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Of Nam Sankirtan, Gauranga Nityananda are the fathers. Kamalaya Takshav. And how are the eyes? Oh, the eyes are like a lotus. They are broad at the center and they go nicely tapering and they go and kiss the ear of Gauranga Nityananda. Our eyes end here. Chaitanya Nityananda are broad and they go and kiss the ears. Raghunath Das Goswami explains Srimati Radharani's eyes is also like this. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madhura Smitasya Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram Tatho Mamanya Stigate Nakapi. Raghunath Das Goswami explains Srimati Radharani Aravinda Netram. Aravind means lotus. Her eyes are big at the center and they go nicely tapering and they almost touch the ears of Srimati Radharani. And that Radharani is coming as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so that same trait is seeing in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Ajanu lambita bhujau kanakavadatau sankirtanai kapitirau kamalaya takshau vishwambarau dvijavarau. These two brothers, they are the maintainers of everyone. Actually, we see Krishna is the maintainer. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the maintainer for everyone. Rupa Goswami makes this point. Dainya Atma Nivedana Goptritve Baran Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasapalan. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishwasapalan. Krishna is the only maintainer, and devotees have this firm faith that hook or crook, Krishna will maintain me. And we have so many examples to illustrate this point that the Supreme Lord maintains. The original commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Sridhar Swami, we see in his life, when his wife, earlier when he was a grahastha, his wife departed, and Sridhar Swami's son was very, very small. So he was thinking to himself, what will I do? The wife is not there, the mother is not there. Bacche ka palan kaise kare? And at that time, in his house, Srila Sridhar Swami, he saw a baby lizard. And that baby lizard was just crawling on the wall. And in due course, Srila Sridhar Swami saw that baby lizard was stretching its tongue out and eating insects. And Sridhar Swami, when he saw this, he was thinking to himself, this baby lizard is not accompanied by mother. This baby lizard is not accompanied by parents. Who is giving the intelligence to stretch the tongue out and eat and fill the stomach? It is Krishna. Srila Sridhar Swami thought to himself, if Krishna can give the intelligence and maintain this baby lizard, why will he not do it for my son? And Srila Sridhar Swami left home just seeing one lizard. We also see so many spiders, so many lizards, so many insects here and there. After 25 years, Srila Sridhar Swami came back to the village where he was originally there. And he saw a very young boy would give classes every day. And a lot of people would accompany. And a lot of people would be there in the classes. When it was later known, this boy was none other than Sridhar Swami's own son that he had left 25 years back. So very beautiful it is explained who maintained that boy for 25 years. It was Krishna. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna maintains, nourishes, feeds everyone. How about Srivas in Mahaprabhu's pastimes? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and came to meet Srivas, at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas that, Srivas, how do you maintain yourself? You have a wife, you have children. I don't see you're going outside to work. And without a job, how are you maintaining? You are a grihastha. How do you maintain yourself? And Srivas looks at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and just does. He claps thrice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what is this? Srivas says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, okay, you can clap later, but what is the purport behind this? What is the Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam? Why are you clapping? And Srivas said, my dear Lord, I will clap three times. And in my three claps, if I don't get what I want, I will tie a rock around my neck and jump into the Ganges and give up my life. But my dear Lord, there has never been a day where I have slept hungry. There has never been a day where whatever I wanted has not been given to me. My dear Lord, you maintain everyone. I don't even have to clap. Even without my clapping, you're providing everything to me. So what is the point we're trying to see? Krishna maintains. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu maintains. Ajanu lambita bhujau kanakava datau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalaya takshau vishwambaro dvijavaro. They are the maintainers, and who are they? Dvijavaro. They are the brahmanas. Krishna is Yaduvara. Mahaprabhu is Dvijavara. Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. I offer my obeisances to these two transcendental brothers who are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement, whose hands stretch below the knees, whose complexion is like that of gold, whose eyes are big at the center and go and touch the ears. To those two fathers of the Sankirtan movement, I repeatedly offer my obeisances. So this Naam Mahima, we see right from the first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur is speaking about it. When Srila Prabhupada traveled around the world, and when he came to the US, one time one reporter came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, why have you come to America? Now, Prabhupada would have some challenging conversations, especially in the airport. This reporter came to Prabhupada, and he was an Indian origin. He came to Prabhupada and said, Swamiji, why have you come to America? Prabhupada looked at him and said, why have you come to America? So he said, Swamiji, for better opportunities. Prabhupada said, same here, better opportunities. Then Prabhupada said, but there is a difference. You have come to this country to take something out of this country. I have not come to take anything from this country. I have come to give to this country. The difference is, you have come in the mood of a beggar. I have come in the mood of a giver. And what was Srila Prabhupada giving? Naam. The foremost of the gifts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami mentions the same thing in Manashiksha. Of the seven gifts that Sri Guru gives, the foremost is Naam. Nama Shrestham Manumapi Shachiputra Matra Swarupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupuri Mathurim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivara Maho Radhika Madhavashyam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tamnatosmi. The foremost of the seven gifts that Sri Guru gives the disciple is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One time Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and one newcomer had come to our Krishna Balaram Mandir, and he was rolling on the floor, crying out, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, rolling on the floor and crying. So disciples were surprised. They had not seen so much ecstasy before. So they went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, what should we do? There is one person who has come. We don't recognize him. He is rolling on the ground. He is crying. And he is crying, Radhe Radhe, what should we do? Prabhupada said, take a stick and whip him. They said, what? Prabhupada said, yes, take a stick and whip him. Srila Prabhupada continued, if you go to whip him and he starts arguing and debating and quarreling, that means he is a cheater. But if he simply becomes humble and walks away, then he is a sadhu. So disciples said, okay, Prabhupada. And they took a stick and they went to this person. And this person, who was now rolling on the ground, crying and chanting Radhe Radhe, seeing the stick, Gaur Premananda, he left. Srila Prabhupada said, cheater. Ecstasy is not revealed this way. Srila Rupa Goswami says, for a sadhu, ecstatic symptoms are always kept in the heart like camphor. He will never reveal it publicly. Just like camphor, we see, it is always kept inside a closet. When camphor is kept outside in thin air, there is sublimation. Similarly, realizations are kept in the heart. It's not meant for everyone. It's not meant to show in public. अपनेर भजन कथा ना कही बो जत था कितना भजन करते हैं कितना माला जपते हैं इत्यादि वी डोंट टेल एवरीवन वी ओनली शेयर विद आवर गुरुजन एंड दोज फ्रॉम होम वी टेक शिक्षा बट आवर भजन इज नॉट पब्लिक इट्स अ प्राइवेट अफेयर सो वी सी द सेम पॉइंट किंग कुलशेखर इज मेकिंग इन मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र This holy name that is very freely available is not taken advantage, Kulashekara Alvar says. Ascharyametad hi manushyaloke sudham parityajya visham pibanti namani narayana gocharani tektvanyavarta kuhaka pathanti. King Kulashekara Alvar in Mukundamala Stutra, he says, Ascharyametad hi manushyaloke. He's saying it is very surprising. What I am seeing in this world, it is very surprising. King Kulashekara says. What is surprising? Sudham parityajya visham pibanti. People are giving up nectar and drinking poison. What is the nectar? Chanting of the names of Krishna. What is poison? Anything of this world. Namani narayana gocharani. Kulashekara Alvar says, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it is actually nectar. And this nectar has been given up by people of this world to embrace poison. That poison which will only choke their neck at the time of departure. Tyaktva anya varta kuhaka patanti. Kulashekara Alvar is falling at the feet and saying, I offer my obeisances repeatedly. Give up poison and start embracing nectar. The nectar of Krishna's names. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We see this point that this Naam Mahima has been glorified constantly. Not just in the pages of the Shastra, but we see in the life of the devotees, Naam has been glorified so much. How about Lord Shiva? We see in India, people have doubts about Krishna. But Lord Shiva, they very easily accept as Bhagavan. They easily accept Prabhu Ram as Bhagavan. But Krishna, there is always a question mark. Because the activities that Krishna does is very bewildering. He lies, he steals, he cheats, he gambles. And then in the Bhagavad Gita, he says you should be following regulative principles. So he says things, but in the Gita, it's completely opposite. He promises, I will not pick up Astra Shastra, but runs with a wheel during Mahabharata. So he ends up making his own promise. This is why in the Gita we see in the famous verse of Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvat Shantim Nigachati Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashati. In that verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains by saying, Krishna looks at Arjuna and says, Arjuna, you declare my devotees never perish. Why you declare? All this time Krishna was speaking, why is he telling Arjuna to declare? Because Krishna understands he has a track record of breaking promises. People will not take him seriously. If he says, my devotee never perishes, people will say, ah, Krishna, you may say, but you break your own promises. But if Arjuna says it, that Krishna's devotee don't perish, then the world will take it more seriously. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. So our Lord Shiva, who is considered Bhagavan very easily, in his life, we very beautifully see, one time, Parvati Devi, the consort of Lord Shiva, she went to Lord Shiva and said, well, Indra, Chandra, Agni, Vayu, Varuna, if you see all of them have big luxury houses. They have nice palaces. But look at you, you are just sitting under a tree, wearing deer bark skin. You're just chanting all day, sitting under a tree. At least, you're a grahastha, give me some house. Look at other demigods. They have nice houses. So Lord Shiva said, okay. And through his mystic meditation, he created a house. If this was possible, grahasthas would be very happy. Just through meditation, creating a house, no tapasya, nothing. Just from your mind, create something. Lord Shiva created the house. And now you see, if you have a new house, you have graha pravesh. So Lord Shiva, for his graha pravesh, invited many sadhus. And different sadhus were coming, and Lord Shiva was giving gift, one after another, one after another, one after another. Swayam Mahesha Shvashuro Nagesha Sakha Dhanesha Tanayo Ganesha Tatapi Bhiksha Thanameva Shambhu Baliyasi Kevalam Ishvarecha. Who is Lord Shiva? Swayam Mahesha, he is Mahesha. Shvashuro Nagesha, his father-in-law is the king of mountains. Sakha Dhanesha, his friend is Kubera. Tanayo Ganesha, his son is Ganpati. Lord Shiva's resume is very powerful. All big, big names in the speed dial. But even after being Mahesha, even after the father-in-law being the king of the mountains, even after his friend being the richest person, even after his son being Ganpati, tathapi bhiksha thanameva shambho bali asi kevalam ishvarecha. Itana sab hone ke baad bhi hamare bhole baba ek jhaad ke niche baithte aur bhagavan naam japte hain. He sits under a tree. If he wants, he can acquire anything. But he sits under a tree with just one cloth, with his eyes closed, chanting the names of the Lord. So Parvati Devi, when she saw this, she said, okay, you continue what you're doing, but give me at least what I want. Give me a nice house. So house was created, sadhus were coming for graha pravesh, different sadhus were coming, Lord Shiva was giving gift after gift after gift. All the gifts were done. Finally, one last sadhu came in. Now gifts are done, sadhu is remaining. Sadhus are little, they can be a little tricky. The trickiest of the sadhus is Durvasa Muni. We see Durvasa Muni's track record, more than giving blessings, curse will be ready. Whether you want or not, curse will be ready. It is actually, sometimes if we think, it's a blessing in Kali Yuga that people have lost the ability to curse. Imagine if people had the ability to curse, it would be very dangerous. I remember in the US, you know, during Sunday feast, you have the temple president or the vice president, they will announce, so-and-so did the sponsorship, so-and-so sponsored the Sunday feast, so-and-so sponsored the deity dress, so-and-so made prasadam, etc. And sometimes people come up and they say, well, Prabhuji, I made cake. My cake was not announced, everything was announced, but my cake that I made a three-layer cake. And that was not announced. How can that devotee forget? And people take very seriously. Everyone's name needs to be announced. So here we see that Lord Shiva has given everything. And now he has practically nothing to give. Baliyasi kevalam ishvarecha. He is Bhole Baba. He doesn't have anything to give. Lord Shiva ends up giving that house itself to sadhu. Parvati says, hey, wait a minute. You made that house for me. And all the gifts are done. Now you are giving that house back to him. Lord Shiva says, kya kare? Bali asi kevalam ishwar echa. Bhagavan ki ichha hai. And he went back to sit under a tree and again started chanting the names of the Supreme Lord. Lord Shiva's attachment to Naam is very evident. In Kashi also we see, Kashi is called as Mukti Kshetra. That place where it is believed anyone who dies in Kashi gets Mukti. Why? Why only Kashi? Because in Kashi, we have Kashi Vishwanath. That is Lord Shiva. And it is believed that Lord Shiva is always chanting Ram Naam. Ram, 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 Ram. He is constantly chanting the name of Ram. And our acharyas explain, anyone who departs this world in Kashi, Lord Shiva goes to their ear and starts chanting Ram, Ram, Ram. Now Lord Shiva's chanting is not Nama Parada. Not Nama Abhas either. It is Shuddha Nam. Our chanting, we have seen, it is a little transcendental. More than the chanting beads, our attention are on the counter beads. Kitna baki hai? Right? We are constantly checking. More than the beads inside, it is the beads outside. And once the 16 are done, we hang it on the hook, Gaur Premanande. See you tomorrow. No, devotees do that. Out of 16 is done, bahut ho gaya Prabhuji. आज का माला हो गया. सो आवर चैंटिंग इज एटलीस्ट स्पीकिंग फॉर माई सेल्फ, बट लॉर्ड शिवस चैंटिंग इज शुद्ध नाम chants without offenses. And naturally when Vaishnava Nama Yatha Shambhu, Lord Shiva is chanting in someone's ear the name of Ram, how will he not be liberated? Udhar nahi hoga to kya hoga? So we see in so many instances and so many episodes we find this Nam Mahima has been extolled and glorified. One time, Lord Shiva, as he is present near Manasi Ganga, our Shripad Sanatan Goswami had his bhajan sthali at Manasi Ganga. That Ganga that Krishna created from the mind, Manas, Manasi Ganga. Vrindavan has everything actually. Every place that we look around for is there in Sri Vrindavan Dham. That is why in Braj Bhasha they say, Braj tyaj ke main kahin nahi jaun, rasika santan ke darshan paun, jag se preeti hatai, radha naam param sukhdai. That leaving the land of Vrindavan, I will not go anywhere because Braj has everything. Living in the land of Braj, I will chant the name of Srimati Radharani and be satisfied. So Shripad Sanatan Goswami was there at Manasi Ganga doing his bhajan. And Sanatan Goswami now wanted to relocate. He wanted to go to a newer place. Why? Because there were a lot of mosquitoes. Sanatan Goswami, as he was doing bhajan, the mosquitoes were biting him. Sometimes it happens also when we are sitting, mosquitoes are biting. Sanatan Goswami wanted to change his location, move his bhajan sthali because mosquitoes were biting. Lord Shiva, he came in the dream and said, Sadhu, Shripad Sanatan Goswami, please don't leave. You are doing bhajan here and because of that I am getting benefited. If you leave, hum kaha jaye? So Lord Shiva, who uplifts everyone, is getting uplifted by the chanting of Shripad Sanatan Goswami. Shripad Sanatan Goswami said, well, I have to move because there are so many mosquitoes here. I am not able to do my bhajan. Lord Shiva said, leave that to me. I will take care. Whatever mosquito problem you have, you leave that to me. I will take care. One time Srila Prabhupada was there in the US and one disciple was massaging Srila Prabhupada. As we see many times, Prabhupada disciples would massage. And the disciple was massaging Prabhupada and there was a mosquito. And this disciple told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this mosquito is not biting you, it's only biting me. Maybe Prabhupada, because you're a pure devotee, the mosquito also knows. Prabhupada said, here in the US, maybe the mosquito may not bite, but in Calcutta, the mosquito doesn't distinguish. It will bite regardless. Whether you are pure devotee or not, mosquito will still bite. Another time after 6 months, Prabhupada was there in India and he was giving a class. And Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana. And mosquitoes were just hovering over his head. So Prabhupada, because there were so many mosquitoes, Prabhupada got down from the Vyasasana. And Prabhupada told his disciples, see, a mosquito has dethroned me. A mosquito can be so powerful, it has dethroned me completely. And here mosquitoes are troubling Sanatan Goswami so much that he wants to relocate from Manasi Ganga. Lord Shiva said, my dear Shripad Sanatan Goswami, you please stay here, I will take care, nothing will happen. And Lord Shiva invoked his Sudarshan Chakra. And that Sudarshan Chakra started spinning with so much speed, which created heat around Manasi Ganga, that mosquitoes were not even seen around even till this date. Even now when we go near Manasi Ganga, we will not see mosquitoes. And this place is called as Chakreshwar Mahadev. Mahadev ka jo chakra hai, Chakreshwar Mahadev, that place where the chakra of Mahadev keeps spinning. That Chakreshwar Mahadev, over a period of time in Braj Bhasha, Chakreshwar Mahadev, Chakreshwar Mahadev, Chakreshwar Mahadev, Chakleshwar Mahadev. Ab chakli ban gaya. It is Chakreshwar Mahadev, the Mahadev's chakra. So in Vrindavan, we see over a period of time, names keep changing. We have near our Krishna Balaram temple, we have a place called as Chatikara, Chatikara Marg. Actually, it is Shakatikara, jaha Shakatasur, the pastime happened. Shakatikara, 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 Chatikara. So maybe in another 100, 200, 500 years, the names will again change. So it is Chakreshwar Mahadev, where to hear the chanting of the holy name of Shripad Sanatan Goswami, Lord Shiva was ready to invoke his Sudarshan Chakra. And not just one time. We have this famous pastime where a Brahmana, he went to Lord Shiva and said, "My dear Lord Shiva, please give me the best thing that you have. Whatever best you have, please give me." And Lord Shiva said, "Well, if you want the best thing, you should go to Shripad Sanatan Goswami. Shripad Sanatan Goswami is sitting in Madan Mohan. You go to him, he will give you." And this Brahmana came to Shripad Sanatan Goswami. And he narrated as to how Lord Shiva had sent him there. Shripad Sanatan Goswami said, "Well, if you go near the banks of Jamuna, there is a touchstone. And touchstone is such, whatever you touch, it turns into gold." So Shripad Sanatan Goswami said, "Go and take the touchstone, and whatever you want from that, you will get it." This Brahmana went, he took the touchstone, and he was very happy. Then a thought came to his mind, "Wait a minute. Shripad Sanatan Goswami has a touchstone. He knows the location of the touchstone, and he has put that into a trash can. Sona to hum kabhi kachre mein dalenge nahi. We will never put gold and silver in trash because we know how precious and valuable it is." Shripad Sanatan Goswami had practically put a touchstone in the trash can. This Brahmana thought to himself, if someone has put touchstone in a trash can, it only means he has something more valuable than that. Varna koi dalenge nahi. So he again came back to Shripad Sanatan Goswami and said, "My dear Shripad Sanatan Goswami, I think you have something more valuable. Can you give that to me?" Shripad Sanatan Goswami said, "Yes, I will give that to you. And I do have something more valuable. But for that, first go and put this back in the trash can. Jaake phir se kachre mein dal dijiye." So he went back. He again put it in the trash can. And when he came back, Shripad Sanatan Goswami introduced him to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He went with his plan. Sanatan Goswami had his own plan. The Brahmana went with his own plan. But Shripad Sanatan Goswami had a different plan of introducing him to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hayagriva Prabhu, in 1969, found out the new Vrindavan property. And when he found out the new Vrindavan property, he got to know Prabhupada wants him to become temple president. And he didn't want to become temple president. He didn't want responsibility. So he got to know Prabhupada is going to make him temple president. He was thinking in his mind, if Prabhupada calls me and requests me to become temple president, I will say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and I will refute. Whatever Prabhupada will say, I will refute, but management nahi chahiye. I don't want to become temple president. Prabhupada rang the bell. Now Prabhupada in his room would have a bell. Prabhupada rang the bell. Hayagriva Prabhu went inside. He offered obeisances. Prabhupada said, "So, Hayagriva, I have something for you." Hayagriva Prabhu was thinking, Prabhupada will say, "Become temple president and I have answers ready to refute it. But I don't want to become temple president." Prabhupada said, "Hayagriva, I want you to take sannyas. Out of syllabus question." He prepared for something, Prabhupada gave something else. Hayagriva Prabhu said, "Prabhupada, sannyas, not possible." Prabhupada said, "Why?" Hayagriva Prabhu said, "Prabhupada, for me following regulative principles at this point is very difficult." Prabhupada said, "Don't worry, if you stay with Jayadvait Maharaj and Bhakti Charu Maharaj, they will teach you." Hayagriva Prabhu said, "Prabhupada, getting up in the morning is very difficult for me." Prabhupada said, "Don't worry, Tamal Krishna Maharaj is expert in making you wake up in the morning." He said, "Prabhupada, I cannot do this, I cannot do that." Now Prabhupada was refuting him. All the thoughts that he had in his mind, now Prabhupada was refuting one after another. Finally, Hayagriva Prabhu understood. Game is up. Bazi palad gaya. Now he cannot do anything. He said, "Prabhupada, you ask me to do anything, I will do. But I cannot become sannyasi." Prabhupada said, "Become temple president. Become temple president." And actually, in 1969, Hayagriva Prabhu ended up becoming the temple president. Krishna Bhakta Ai Bada Chatur. Devotees of the Lord are very intelligent. They know that ghee jab seedhi ungli se na nikle, ungli tedi karni padti hai. Prabhupada ne to apne shishyo ko pura hi kar diya. He made sure that he became the temple president. So those were the days when you find a property, and Prabhupada would make you the temple president. So he went with his own plan, and Prabhupada had a different plan. Likewise, this Brahmana went to Sanatan Goswami with his own plan, and Sanatan Goswami had a higher plan of introducing him to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We see in Vrindavan Leela also, so many places the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra has been glorified. The names of the Supreme Lord has been glorified. When the Braja Gopis, when they were in Sri Vrindavan, where they are still in Sri Vrindavan, every activity that they would do, they would remember Krishna. When the Braja Gopis would sweep the floor of their houses, as they are sweeping the floor, their tongue would be calling out to Krishna. Bilwa Mangala Thakur says, as they were sweeping, the tongue would be chanting, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. When they would be making rotis, when they would be making dal, when they would be making rice, when they would be making anything in the kitchen, their hands are moving, but the tongue is also vibrating, chanting, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. The Braja Gopis would be feeding their children, but as they were feeding their children, the tongue is vibrating, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. The Braja Gopis would serve their husbands. They are serving their husband, massaging their feet. Husband is there close by, but remembering Krishna. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. They would have parrots in their home. In the cage, they would have parrots. And the Braja Gopis would take a pomegranate. One pomegranate, small seed. And they would give it to the parrots. And before giving it to the parrot, they would tell the parrot, can you please chant? Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. And now the parrot would get pomegranate. So in this way, they would train even their parrots. They would train even their children. Every activity that they would do was just centered around calling out to Krishna. Uthite shuite yatha tata naam le deshakala niyam ne sarva siddhi hoy. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains this name of Krishna is such. Uthite, while standing, while sitting, while walking. Yatha tatha naam le. One can take name. Deshakala niyam nahi. There is no rules about the place. There is no rules about the time. Deshakala niyam nahi sarva siddhi hoy. Anyone who takes shelter of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, anyhow, will get uplifted. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is this very beautiful story of how one time, one Muslim man, he went to the forest. And in the forest, he was attending nature's call. Those were the days when there were no proper toilets as such. So in the nature, he was attending, in the forest, he was attending nature's call. And as he was there in the forest, one wild boar started chasing this person. And now he was halfway done. And this wild boar was chasing. Now because he was a Muslim, he started running. And this wild boar started chasing. And this Muslim person looked at this wild boar and said, Haram, Haram, abominable, Haram, hey, go away, Haram. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, the Supreme Lord took it as Haram, Haram, Haram. And he got uplifted. Haram iti punapuna. Uktvapi muktim apnoti kim puna shraddhaya grinan. Kaviraj Goswami says, when that person who said Haram can get uplifted, why will the person not get uplifted when he is actually calling out Haram, Haram, Haram? Sincere calling out to the Supreme Lord always attracts the heart. Yesterday when we were there with Maharaj, I showed him my Shaligram Shila. And Maharaj, at that point, he said something interesting. He said, I was asking him about what are the differences of worshipping Shaligram with deity worship. Are they both the same or are there differences? Or should we be more stricter in worshipping Shaligrams? I just wanted an understanding from Maharaj's side. And Maharaj summed up by saying, he just said one line. He said, the most important element is devotion. The most important element is surrender. Whether they're Shaligram, whether they're deities, or whoever they are, the most important element is devotion. When devotion is there, everything makes sense. That devotion or bhakti, dear devotees, is like the one. The material attributes are the different zeros. What is the use if we have 10 zeros in our bank account, but there is no one before it? Doesn't mean anything. The material attributes are like the different zeros. That one is the bhakti. That's Krishna consciousness. When that bhakti is coupled with all the material attributes, then the whole jigsaw puzzle makes sense. But if there is only material attributes and there is no one like bhakti, then it doesn't attract the heart of Krishna. Prabhupada explains, Bhagavad bhakti hinasya jahati shastra japat tapas apranasya eva dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. Bhagavad bhakti hinasya, someone who doesn't have bhakti, jati shastra japat tapas. One may be from a very high background, jati. Shastra, one may know shastra left, right, center. Japa, one may even do japa. And tapa, one may do lot of austerities. But if there is no bhakti, apranasyeva dehasya, it's like a lifeless body. What's the use? Mandanam lokaranjanam, it may spin the head of the audience. Wah, wah, wah. Kitana achha shlok bolte hai, kitana achha seva karte hai. Mandanam lokaranjanam, it will spin the head of the audience, but Krishna, it doesn't attract him. Prabhupada would quote this verse many times. Bhagavad bhakti hinasya jati shastra japat tapas apranasyeva dehasya mandanam lokaranjanam. So the fundamental point we see is it is only bhakti that attracts Krishna, nothing else. And that bhakti in Kali Yuga starts with hearing and chanting. We see how Prahlad Maharaj in the nine limbs of Krishna consciousness, he puts hearing first and then he puts kirtan, then he puts naam. Why? Because shravanam is the fuel to kirtanam. If there is no shravanam, then our kirtanam will not go any far ahead. One may have Mercedes car, but andar yadi petrol nahi hai, to gaadi ka koi upyog hai hi nahi. Vyarth hai. Similarly, one may be chanting, 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 but if he is not hearing or she is not hearing katha, then there is no fuel to the car of Krishna consciousness. Shravanam is the fuel to our kirtanam. And both go side by side. We hear about the Supreme Lord and then chant, and while chanting, we remember the Lord. To finally end our discussion, when I came here on the first day, we were speaking with Maharaj. We were standing at Rawal. And when we were speaking with Maharaj, I asked Maharaj that, Maharaj, what should be the mood when we are chanting? Is it only hearing and chanting, or should we remember the pastimes, or what should we think about? What should be the thought process while we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra? And Maharaj said, it's a very good practice to remember Radha and Krishna's pastimes while we are chanting. He said this. It is a very good pastime to remember about the Lord's pastimes when we chant. And then he concluded by saying, but primarily, we start by hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it is this hearing of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that opens the lotus flower of Naam, Roop, Guna and Leela. Naam opens Roop, opens Guna, opens Leela. But it starts with hearing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra audibly. But Maharaj made this point. He said, it's a good practice to remember the pastimes of the Supreme Lord while we are chanting. So in this mode, we see hearing about the Lord and chanting His names, we hope to make advancement on this path of Krishna consciousness. These two are the most powerful limbs of Kali Yuga. Hearing about Krishna and chanting the names of Krishna. Having said this, I very humbly want to stop here. Thank you, dear devotees, for very kindly being here. Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna Maha Mantra ki ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि वो हरे कृष्ण.
If there are any questions, corrections.
We want to study Bhagavatam, like Grasa. So how to study? Shortcut, like. Last lecture you told we must take some, like, na, help. If directly we read the books, it's very difficult. So, simplest way.
There are a couple of things that can be done. I remember I had asked this to Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu, because personally speaking, I like to hear more than picking up the book. I'm somehow not a reader. Thoda neend lag jata. But katha, if I have to hear, that is easier. I think different devotees have different patterns. Some like both, some just pick. Naturally, the inclination is one over the other. So I remember I had asked this to Shripad Mukundatta Prabhu, and he had mentioned that at least once in our life, we should read all the books of Prabhupada, at least once. As a matter of gratitude to what he has given us. Even if we are not readers, at least once we have to read all the books of Prabhupada, small books, big books, back to Godhead magazines, everything. At least once. Studying Srimad Bhagavatam, we can pick up the Srimad Bhagavatam and pick one section. For example, if it's Ajamal section. As we are studying the Ajamal section, now for example, if it's this verse of 6 to 13, we can read the verse, we can read the translation, we read the purport, and then we see if Prabhupada has given a class on this verse. If Prabhupada has given a class on this verse, we go and hear that. Now what happens is we have studied the purport, and now we have Prabhupada's class. And naturally, Prabhupada will speak much more in the class than what he has given in the purport. Once that is done, we can now go and check if our Gurudev has given a class on the same verse. So now you're broadening your vision on that verse. One is Prabhupada's purport, then is Prabhupada's class, then our Gurudev's class, then whoever Prabhupada disciples we're attracted to, or the next generation, whomever we can connect to, their class on that same topic. Now, with just one verse, we have heard about four speakers. And there will be so many different points and realizations that will come up in just one verse. Now, we go to next verse. Then, we go to next verse. Now, when we do this, we are understanding the mood of Prabhupada through the books and through the classes. We are understanding the mood of our Gurudev. We are understanding the mood of the disciples or the grand disciples of Prabhupada. We get a complete picture. Once this is done, if we still have the strength to go deeper, then we pick up Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sararta Darshini Tika. Now we start studying that. Because many times that is not quoted in classes. But khazana hai, the ras is there. Srila Bhanu Maharaj has very mercifully translated to our ISKCON community. So that can be done. Likewise for Gita, we have Sararta Varshini Tika. Prabhupada's commentary is the Baladev Vidya Bhushan one, but we have Sararta Varshini of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now what happens is, with one section, it's a very broad theme now we have. We have Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur on one side, we have Prabhupada on one side, we have our Gurudev on one side, we have the God brothers of our Gurudev on one side, and then we have the next generation on one side. All of them for just one verse. And like this we keep marching, 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 marching ahead. So by the time 12 cantos are done, it's a complete different world that opens up. And this is what Devananda Pandit missed out. He was just speaking, 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 but not hearing anyone. It was eventually when Vakreshwar Pandit showered mercy, he was there in Sajatiya Sangha. He could make advancement. So this is a point that has been explained many times by Srila Prabhupada, that without the mercy of Vaishnavas and without their help, difficult to make advancement. Ikakiyamar Nahi paya bol, Harinama Sankirtane. Without the mercy of Vaishnavas, very difficult to make any advancement. So these are few things that we can adopt. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
Normally when we chant, our attention, the mood, as compared to when we are doing the deity worship, or we are doing service to Vaishnavas, the attention in that kind of service is more, you know, advanced, and we are very alert in doing that. But when we chant, after a certain point of time, we lose interest, or the elements takes over. So why this happens, and that we are not very attentive in chanting the names of the Lord, but as against the serving the Vaishnavas. Or
if we introspect, we see whether it is deity worship, whether it is cooking, or any of these services are such very fast we get the appreciation of devotees. Prabhuji, khana bahut acha bana hai. Prabhuji, you have dressed Radha Vrindavan very, very much, very beautifully. It is that appreciation or that praise that keeps us going. Realistically, it's not attachment to the Lord. Because if it is attachment to the Lord, we will do it irrespective of whether anyone is there or not. If suppose someone is worshipping deities and for 1 week he doesn't get any praise, will he still continue? Probably not. Unless until he is very advanced. He will look for services where he will get appreciation. He will be there in the limelight. This is the problem that happens. In Japa, we don't get appreciation because no one knows how much we are chanting. In Naam Sankirtan, why are people interested? Because fancier tunes. Prabhuji, kya kirtan kiya Prabhuji? Maja aage, sabko nacha diya. There is praise. Deity worship, praise. Cooking, praise. Japa is that only anga where people don't praise us because no one knows how much we are chanting or how we are chanting. This is why the mind gets disturbed. Does that make sense? Where there is praise, mind looks for that activity. It is not that deity worship we are very inclined towards, or we are very inclined towards cooking. It is because naturally people praise us. So where there is praise, if tomorrow, for example, if people say, Prabhuji, kya japa kiya apne Prabhuji, morning, maja a gaya. Then next day morning, we will again come and sit. Because now we want praise. Prabhuji, 5:30 ko kya japa karte ho Prabhuji, 5:30 to 7, maja a gaya. Now every day we will come because we are getting praise. But if no one is there is no praise. So that's point number one. There is no taste in doing japa, and the mind goes in here and there because of the conditioning of not being praised in comparison to any other service. Now how can we get the mind back? There are a couple of things that can be done which many disciples of Prabhupada have explained. First thing that we can do is while we are chanting, as Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj mentioned, we can think about the pastimes of the Lord. When we think about the pastimes of the Lord, the mind is attached. The mind is absorbed. If we are thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how did Mahaprabhu go to Gambhira? How he took sannyas? Why did he take sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj, who was a Mayavadi? Even though he is against Mayavadi. If we start thinking about these things while we are chanting, the mind is constantly absorbed. So first, as Maharaj explained, thinking about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Second thing that we can do, I have seen this from my worshipable spiritual master, Srila Radha Govinda Maharaj, that constantly being absorbed in the mood of Vrindavan. While we are chanting, the eyes can be closed, but the mind can be thinking about Vrindavan. Like for example, those who have been to Braj, the original Vrindavan, the mind can be closed, and while we are chanting, we can think, oh, now I am entering Chattikara. And as I enter Chattikara, to the left side, I have Krishna Balaram Mandir. If I keep going straight, I have Radharaman. Close to Radharaman, I have Gokulananda. In between that, I have Gopal Bhatta Goswami. If I walk this side, we have Bake Bihari. If I go that side, we have Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir. Below Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir, we have Shyamanand Prabhu's Bhajan Kutir. Now, mind, eyes are closed. Mala chal rahi hai. But the mind is fully focused. You are doing Mansik Braj Parikrama. And Mansik Braj Parikrama gives the same benefit of doing physical Braj Parikrama. And we have so many pastimes to illustrate where even through manas, the bhajan that is done, Krishna is accepted. So while being, of course, this is Vrindavan. But for those who don't stay here, like me who stay outside, this is a good absorption. While staying out, the mind can keep thinking about Vrindavan. So first thinking about the pastimes. Second thinking about Vrindavan. Third thing that we can do is while we are chanting, we can think or try to meditate on the syllables of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So while we are chanting, the mind can think, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Trying to keep the mind absorbed and engaged in something by which it will not go here and there. So first, why is the mind not attached? Because there is a lack of praise. Now what are the things that we can do? First, thinking about the pastimes of the Lord. Second, remembering Vrindavan, doing Manasik Braj Parikrama. And third, remembering or meditating on the syllables of Naam. If these three things are done, the mind will start focusing. Of course, it's still difficult because the mind has been away from Krishna for a very long time. And now all of a sudden, we are trying to move towards Krishna.
But these are the few things that can be done, which have been taught by Prabhupada and the disciples of Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, let us thank His grace Arjun Sakha Prabhu by loudly chanting.